This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Human rights lawyers have gone to court in the Netherlands to call for a halt to the export of fighter jet parts to Israel that are being used in attacks on Gaza. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Human rights lawyers have gone to court in the Netherlands to call for a halt to the export of fighter jet parts to Israel that could be used in attacks on Gaza. The rights organisations say that delivery of parts for F-35 jets make the Netherlands complicit in possible war crimes by Israel in its war with Hamas. The rights lawyers want the district court to issue an injunction banning exports of F-35 parts that are stored in the town of Wundrecht. The civil case in The Hague opened as the Israeli military renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis as it widens its ground offensive and bombards targets across the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Guinea-Bissau's president has dissolved parliament. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports it follows what he described as an attempted coup against his government.
In a decree on Monday, he accused the government of passivity in the face of the violence, in which clashes broke out on Thursday between two army factions. Mbalo's move leaves the unstable West African country without a lawmaking body for the second time since he came to power in 2020. And that raises the prospect of further turmoil.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says coups and unrest have been common in the country since it gained independence from Portugal in 1974. An event to mark the International Day of Persons with Disabilities in Somalia.
I'd like to start by congratulating the Somali government.
It's estimated that there's 2.5 million people with disabilities there. This is VOA News. People who had to leave Azerbaijan when the government took control back from the Nagorno-Karabakh region are having a tough time. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports they are facing uncertainty and poverty in Armenia.
For the third time in her life, ethnic Armenian Elida Sergesian is a refugee. She was born in the Azerbaijani capital, Baku. The city's once large Armenian minority were driven out in violence, triggered by the outbreak of ethnic conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh, an autonomous, primarily Christian territory within the mostly Muslim, then Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Having moved twice before, she is now sheltering in Armenia's Masis, close to the border with Turkey. Since September, it has hosted around 8,000 refugees from Karabakh.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says many of the ethnic Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh hurriedly abandoned homes and farms when Azerbaijan began its final assault on September 19th, and they brought nothing with them. Alaska Airlines has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines. Here's AP correspondent Jennifer King, who reports it's a $1.9 billion deal.
Alaska and Hawaiian are joining together as one airline.
In a video statement on the planned purchase of Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci says the combined company would be based out of Seattle and would maintain both airlines' brands.
We will expand service for our guests on the West Coast, in Hawaii, in Alaska, and beyond, while maintaining robust neighbor island service.
The $1 billion deal involves buying Hawaiian shares at $18 and taking on $900 million in Hawaiian debt. Minicucci, who will head the combined company, says the merger will triple the destinations for travelers from Hawaii that can be reached with just one stop in North America. Corporate officials say they've spoken with collective bargaining leaders and are hoping to minimize the number of positions that would be eliminated. Alaska is the fifth largest airline in the U.S., and the merger could put it on track for a clash with regulators. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday complained of deteriorating ties with Western countries, which crumbled after he launched a full-scale offensive against Ukraine last year, as he accepted the credentials of several new ambassadors. At a Kremlin ceremony, Putin swore in some two dozen new ambassadors, including from countries like Britain and Germany, with whom relations have been especially tense. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.